Hey, you see that black car there?
Where?
On the other side of the river.
Behind the trees?
Yeah, they've been watching this place.
Does Lucas know?
Yeah, he sure does.
Fence?
I don't know.
Mob?
Maybe.
You know how Lucas Trust got his money?
No.
I don't know. I'm asking you. I heard he's a billionaire.
He's not a billionaire.
I bet he's worth $100 million.
I don't think so.
50?
Doubt it.
10?
Yeah, could be.
I poured myself another scotch and I thought about all the what-ifs that come with a classy dame like that. You know? What if things were different? What if I wasn't some cheap detective living in some sleazy novel?
Thanks for lunch, Willie.
Oh, God.
You trying to tell me something?
No, I got distracted.
I was sitting there waiting, you know.
I got a call from Lucas Trust.
The billionaire?
Millionaire.
He called you?
Yeah, he wants me to repaint a room in his summer cottage.
I heard it was a mansion.
No, it's sort of a big, lavish summer cottage.
How lavish?
Like a small summer mansion.
They couldn't kill a spirit. It's alive.
Hey, Berkeley.
They killed Abby. But not his spirit. It's alive. It's in here, man. You know what I'm saying?
What are you saying?
I want you to keep this for me, man.
What's in it?
It's Abby's spirit.
In this bag?
Listen to him. Peace, brother.
You didn't mention that model.
Oh, yeah, her.
Oh, yeah, her.
I had gone to a cut above. That's Annie's salon. It was after closing. She said it was time for a haircut.
She's Luke's girlfriend.
Oh, is she pretty?
Yeah, I guess.
You said she was stunning.
I never said that.
You did.
Ow! That's my ear.
You said she was a knockout and a half.
I never said that.
You told Rick, and he told Selby.
I didn't say she was stunning. I said she was sweating.
Sweating?
Ow! Yeah, she was lifting dumbbells.
You are so full of crap.
She was working out, and she was all sticky and sweaty.
How do you know she was sticky?
We shook hands.
Well, make sure that's the only thing of yours she's going to grab and shake, Willie.
Annie.
Now, you didn't tell me she was sticky.
She was working out with weights.
What'd she smell like?
I didn't get that close.
You shook hands.
Do you tell Selby everything?
Wouldn't you love to taste her salt?
Her what?
With the sweat between her breasts.
I don't want to hear this.
Slide your tongue right down across her tummy.
Hey, enough, huh? Every time I see her sweating, I don't want to think of your tongue.
And then stop at her belly button and make funny sounds.
Is that what you do?
And slip down her belly, down to where it just starts to get real.
All right. Hey, that's it. That's enough. I'm telling Selby.
Whoa, hey, man. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, you told her I said Christy was stunning, that she was a knockout and a half.
Yeah, I might have embellished a little.
I'm not telling you anything anymore.
No, don't cut me off. I won't say anything. Scout's honor.
You weren't a scout.
Well, I was in the army.
Okay.
I've always had a fondness for lace. I like to feel it. I like looking through it. Like a sheer lace camisole. I remember that pucker lace top she wore. A scalloped two-tone stretched lace orchid. Yeah. But the bra cups, they were what they call line for opacity. Now what the hell good is lace if she can't see through it?